Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and welcome to the podcast. Today on this podcast, we'll be focusing on the ministry of a servant and how Christ, our Lord, came to this earth as a servant and taught his disciples the importance of serving one another. Today, we see that there are many ministry designations and expressions, but they must take on the true spirit of humility if we are going to truly serve the Lord and one another to be his expressions of his spirit in this earth. Let's reach in with the family and believe for the impartation of that true spirit of humility that Christ expressed when he was here.
Right now, one of the greatest ministries is the ministry of a servant. That ministry contains all the definitions of an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. That person is a servant, can teach. That servant can prophesy. He can create.
There's something about serving that is the ministry that we are to each other that's really pure. We don't look for rewards. We don't look for what I can get out of it. Don't look for any kind of recognition. It's simply a service that we're offering to the Christ in each other.
Unfortunately, people have taken apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers and exalted them where they shouldn't have never been. All they were was a servant walking in the ministry that God had given them. And we all have different ministries.
That's what Christ showed us when he was here on the earth, to minister as a servant, where he said, become the servant of all. The greatest thing is to become a servant, what God's given you to give. That's what the heart of the Father is. That's where we're all going. We're all going to that, to become one body, one heart before the Lord.
I think there are certain things inherited from the generation before you. The one that comes to mind was either Jeremiah or Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." That term, "Here I am, send me," that was a servant. Purification of his lips was like the servant, the bond servant who put his ear to the doorpost and had an awl run through it to mark him. If you're led by the Holy Spirit and you're walking out the word of God for your life, keep a scorecard. Find out today, who did you serve?
I like the attitude of Paul about laying down his life for the brethren and becoming everything to all men. And one of the statements he made, he said, "Follow me as I follow the Lord." So he defined it. If we're following the Lord and our heart is one with the Lord, that is what the people are going to receive. We're receiving and understanding that the ministry of each one to us and ours to them is of great importance. It's the riches of the kingdom that we can share.
This thing of being a servant, when the head himself knelt down and played servant, and it wasn't playing, he was dead serious about kneeling before them and showing them how to serve one another. But he humbled himself right before them, washed their feet, and he said, "He who is greatest in the kingdom is one who serves." There's the key. So we as the body of Christ, if we all take on that mantle of servant, which is really the spirit of humility, then we're right there functioning as the Lord would, because that's the greatest part of himself that manifests is that spirit of humility. It's what set him apart from Lucifer, whose spirit was arrogance. One of the key factors is this thing of being humble before the Lord and being servants to one another.
Like Dale was saying, there's no big shots. You're a member. You're a living stone of the temple that the Lord's purifying. And so you can label us as servants. You can label us as stones. You can label us whatever. It doesn't really matter because it's never the designation. It's what he's worked in our hearts of that purity so that he can come and dwell. That's what he's doing. He's raising up a family that he can dwell in his fullness. That's just amazing.
Ministries' definitions and their functions, as we have known them over time, seem to be blurred. They're at one moment this thing, at another moment they're this thing, in terms of how the ministries are working, because they're actually more interchangeable in terms of a definition of a ministry. I just think that the blurring and the inability to really distinctly nail something down is always going to be blurred because that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe we're not actually supposed to come up with very specific definitions to fit people in their little box. I really like the whole thing of it being blurred, like Dale was saying. Why is it blurred? It's because it's in a process of growth.
The human always wants to nail everything down, because if he can nail it down, he can manipulate it and work it. But if he can't nail it down, because then the Lord of Lords and King of Kings actually is on the throne, we as human beings aren't. And sooner or later, we have to come to the place, sooner, I hope, than later, that we renounce our human arrogance and we submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
We are free moral agents, given a will, and he wants that us to freely choose with our will, humble ourselves before him, and serve him.
To me, the heart of a servant, as we talked about earlier, is very key, because he's going to enhance his servants, create them. We're going to reach a level of servitude that is just so difficult for us to understand where we are now. And the closest thing we've got to it is that Christ laid down his life. He entered into a new life that we're entering into now.
To summarize what we've heard on this podcast, we've talked about how as Christ came in the humility of a servant to do his Father's will, we too must walk in his footsteps and humble ourselves as servants of God and one another if we are going to be his will as an expression of his spirit in this earth.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.